This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Rhea Stone with us this
produced
afternoon.
At CFIS.
And she is the district manager of Sodexo. She's with Vancouver Coastal Health. So welcome, Rhea.
Great talking to you.
It's so nice to have you on this today. So I want to know what's going on with patient hospital food. You know, we've had jokes over it for decades. Is it really changing? Is it really getting good?
Absolutely. We're really focused on changing the experience you have as a patient when you come to the hospital, when it comes to your meal times. And we've been working on it for a number of years and are really happy to talk about it.
Good. So the attitude towards food and what helps patients heal is changing?
Absolutely. We in Vancouver Coastal and Providence Health, we run kitchens where the food is produced on site by our cooks. We work really hard to bring in local ingredients. About 23% of the food that we serve is actually grown in or sourced from British Columbia, which is really, really important to us. And we're also implementing a lot of programs that help patients pick the food that they want so that they feel like they have some agency in their meals.
Oh, this is great. And so there's patients and hospitals across Canada taking note on what you're doing. This is just coming from the West Coast, and it hasn't made its way across Canada yet. But how did you get so much local food into the hospitals?
Well, we have a fantastic procurement department that works with suppliers all over the province. Asking suppliers and farmers and distributors in the province what they can sell to us that's local, and making it really clear that that's one of our most important values. It reduces our carbon footprint because we don't have to ship as much food from halfway across the country or as much food from the U.S., and it also helps make sure that we're getting the freshest produce.
So, Rhea, we know that real food costs more money than non-food kind of food. Has the government increased the budget for these hospitals to have real food?
Well, what we've really done over the last 4 or 5 years is we've focused on reducing the amount of waste as a way of using our resources more wisely. So the national average, or the national standard, I should say, for food waste in hospitals is closer to 40%. And in 2012, in Vancouver Coastal, we were at 35% waste, and now we're down to 14% waste. So the idea is, if you're wasting less food, there's more that can be put into producing and purchasing better quality food and local food.
So it's just a shift in how the funds are spent. It didn't have to increase the funds.
Absolutely. You know, we're always mindful. Healthcare is public in Canada, and so we want to use resources wisely, and focusing on reducing the waste is a really good way to do that.
Excellent. And if it tastes way better, there's going to be way less waste, too.
Absolutely. Our menus are actually designed by a dietitian and a Red Seal chef that work together. And so they bring both the focus on the correct type of nutrients that people need in order to heal, but the Red Seal Chef also brings that creativity to it and that quality to it. And the fact that we have cooks and full kitchens at every one of the hospitals also makes sure that we can do stuff, meals that the residents or the patients at that hospital really want to see. We don't have to worry about it being shipped frozen halfway across the country and reheated on site. We get to be creative at every single site.
And there's more labor involved when you're getting fresh, real food from the locals and bringing it to the plate. So
that is true. It is more labor. I've come up through the system, actually. I've worked as a frontline staff member in a kitchen and managed our cooks and managed our kitchens. And there's a lot of work and a lot of labor involved in that, but it's also a lot of love involved in that. Our cooks are always very proud of what they're doing and the fact that they're making the food that people want to see at those hospitals.
Mm-hmm. And we all know now, like, a part of healing is like the wonderful smells, the wonderful, the food looking beautiful with lots of different colors, just really being able to enjoy and look forward to things helps you heal. So this is a real shift in our ability to be healing in the medical system. Can you describe the new patient services at Vancouver General?
Sure. So at a number of our acute care hospitals around Vancouver Coastal Health, mm-hmm. Like Richmond Hospital, Lionsgate Hospital, just to name a few, we are running what's called a bedside ordering program.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our staff members comes to the bedside with a tablet and gives you options of some of the different meals that we're offering for that day, and you get to pick. I was recently at Richmond Hospital talking to a patient who said she really just loved the fact that she got to pick and choose. She said that she liked the fact that we had, you know, sesame ginger fish on the menu and beef stew, but she really wanted to have our nice soup and a sandwich every day. And the fact that she got to make that decision every day for herself was really important to her. It was the food that she wanted to see, that she was going to eat a lot of, which meant that she was going to heal faster.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see your job taking you now? What is there a change in direction with being the district manager with Vancouver Coastal Health?
Well, you know, I think we view this as a journey.
Mm-hmm.
We are always looking for more opportunities to make your meal experience better when you're in hospital. We're really focusing on working with patients, residents, and sometimes with family members to make sure that in all cases, patients can have food, the food they want, their favorite food. And so we're always looking for more of those opportunities and to sometimes focus on special events, especially at the long-term care sites where it's people's homes.
Okay. So making it special, like for Christmas or Thanksgiving or...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
At sites like Dogwood Lodge, we run dim sum events because it's a lot of Asian residents, mm-hmm. and they love having the dim sum events every couple of months. It makes them feel like they have something to celebrate.
Wonderful. And a pub night for the Irish?
Absolutely.
That's great to really, really put heart and soul into the foods that are going into the hospitals. Do you see, this is all in BC right now, do you see Alberta wanting to start taking this on at some of the bigger centers? Can you see it growing that way?
Well, I know that British Columbia, especially when it comes to local food, is really a leader in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see other provinces across the country heading in this direction. I think patients and healthcare providers across the country recognize the value in this, and I'm sure that we'll see more of this as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to be in a province that's a leader.
That's for sure. And BC, the West Coast usually leads in a lot of this kind of stuff. It's not on the island, though. We just had a little discussion before. It's not actually on the island. It's only mainland right now.
So, what we do with Sodexo, the company I work for, we just work with Vancouver Coastal Health and Providence Health. So, unfortunately, I can't speak too much to what's going on the island. Sorry mm-hmm. about that.
That's okay. I'm just wondering how it's growing. And, like, this company is just in the lower mainland in BC then?
We are a French company.
Mm-hmm.
But in British Columbia, we just do the food services in the lower mainland, yeah.
Okay. And how long has this company been working in BC?
Well, we've been working with Vancouver Coastal Health since 2004. But I've actually been with Sodexo almost since 2001. It's been 17 years, actually. I've enjoyed the years quite well.
Okay. So you're a BC girl, and you're helping BC grow in goodness and fresh food.
Absolutely. Born and raised in Vancouver.
Is there a lot of people employed by Sodexo?
Yeah. No, we employ a few thousand people. in British Columbia. We have some large teams. We're very locally based, even though we're an international company. So most of our management is here, and our chef is here, and our dietitian is based out of here. They're all locals who really understand the needs of the patients and residents specific to British Columbia.
Mm-hmm. And this is a French company. Are we taking on ideas from what they're doing in France?
We absolutely try to bring in some international flair as often as we can. We sometimes bring in guest chefs from some of our European sites. And certainly I think the focus on making food at each facility in a kitchen rather than doing frozen centralized production is certainly a strong European value that we like carrying out here.
Wonderful. And we're looking at food now as ways to bring in vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids. It's looking at it in a different context than we used to, too.
Absolutely. I think that's why we have such the focus on local food, on even introducing sustainable seafood as well, and things like cage-free eggs. It's really something people value and something that that we're just hoping on continuing to do more of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that's growing. The knowledge and the wisdom of people with their foods is really vast and widespread now. It's not just the dietitians. Often I bet you the dietitians in the hospital are getting quizzed on things they don't know anymore. So the base of knowledge is really growing in Western Canada for sure. And it's lovely to hear that our foods are being transformed in the hospitals. Is this happening through the old folks' homes too, do you think? Or is that's not what your company's doing?
No, we do also provide food services to a number of the long-term care homes. And that's where we really focus on the special events that I was talking about
mm-hmm.
before.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's your home and you're there for a couple of years and it's hard for family members, so it's nice to have special events with special food where family members can be invited. It really increases the quality of life for those residents, which is really what we're focused with Sodexo.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for all your work bringing good food and beautiful, healthy food to the people in the hospitals on behalf of everybody. I'm sure I could thank you. So it's great to have you on the show today and letting us know what's going on in BC. And we just really appreciate you being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me and getting to share all of the hard work that our teams are doing.
Great. Thanks, Rhea. Bye-bye. So we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have the producer, Alan Wishart, interview me. We're going to change roles.